This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
All right, Mark, I'm ready for you.
Raw.
Hi, guy.
You are live.
We're live?
Live and recording.
No warning, no nothing?
Nothing.
Damn.
I do this all the time. To everyone. You're episode number 10.
I'm episode 10.
So. Well, maybe. I don't know if I... Because there's another person I have in mind, and this wasn't... You got to stay close. See how close I am? This is how close you need to be.
How is this?
It's pretty good. So this would be the 10th episode I've recorded, but it might be released out of order just because there's cool. Other people that I have in mind, and I didn't have this in mind, but fuck it. Like, I'm glad that this is something we can
do. No, I called you, and you're like, hey, come on over.
You asked me about doing podcasts, and I'm fairly new to it, and my setup is fairly cheap.
I'm a podcast virgin.
Yes. You've never even recorded one, right? This is the first time you've ever...
I've never recorded nothing.
All right. So just to set it up for everyone who doesn't know you, this is the first time I've ever had someone on my podcast that isn't a wrestler.
I'm not a wrestler.
You're not a wrestler.
I'm not a wrestler. I know wrestlers.
You know me.
I know you. I know a couple others.
But Mark Nagy is the owner, operator, provocateur of Black Hearts CrossFit.
Yeah.
In Port Reading, New Jersey. It's been around for how many years now?
We just celebrated our 5th anniversary, actually, Sunday.
Wow, and you took a little time off, right?
Hurricane Sandy made me take time off.
Right, so the roof came off, a lot of stuff got damaged, and that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, we were out 7 months.
All right, so there's a lot of people that listen to this that might be into, you know, not bodybuilding, but just in general fitness and all that stuff.
Cool.
Can you kind of explain why you got into it in the first place? Like, what made you want to start your own CrossFit gym or gym in general? And then
how about I start with why I got into fitness?
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's fine.
Does that work?
Absolutely. All
right. Pretty much been an athlete my whole life in one way or another. Between running track in high school, playing hockey, baseball, all that good stuff. Never really lifted weights till high school. Did a little bit of weightlifting in high school. During those times, I was more focused on riding BMX. That was my life.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
I rode every day from, I don't know, sixth grade to till I was 19.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I rode with a bunch of pros that are in the X Games now. I mean, it was awesome. Had a lot of fun. Broke some bones, you know, but that was part
of
it.
That's very revealing.
Yes.
Well, it's a revelation.
There you go. Got out of high school, you know, typical, ended a bad relationship and wanted to work out and make her jealous. And I'd say it worked.
It's funny to me now because I'm a very domino effect kind of guy. Like, this led to this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that you've helped that are in shape today because you broke up with your girlfriend in high school.
Hell yeah.
That's hell hilarious yeah. to me. You know, it's the same thing with wrestling. Like, a lot of guys got into it or, you know, pushed to the next level for the same reason. Like, they weren't that serious about it, and they were in a relationship. They broke up, and they were like, I got nothing else going on. Let's try to push it. And now they're some of the biggest names in wrestling. That's insane to me that because someone broke your heart, you decided to follow this path down. That's amazing.
Yeah, we split, and... I moved out to Pennsylvania for school.
Graduated. Where'd you go?
I went to UTI.
Oh, okay.
Nothing fancy. graduated
urinary
class.
Tract infection.
Yeah, there you go, man. That's it. Untrained idiots.
Oh, that's another one.
Oh man.
Yeah, we had good times there. But met a lot of cool dudes there. Got into my fitness really there. I worked out twice a day.
Oh wow.
I started out at 115 pounds, 5'11", 115 pounds.
Holy crap!
That's what I graduated high school at.
At high school.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about Twiggy.
Yeah, that's because you're, I mean, you're tall enough to not be that weight.
Right.
That's really thin.
Mm-hmm. Wow. High school graduation, I saw a picture of people throwing me in my pool, and I saw nothing but ribs. And I was like, all right.
You might.
Time to make a change.
Wow. So when did you actually first start getting into?
When I was 20.
Okay.
Yeah, so 11 years ago.
Hey, 31.
I'm 31. I'm an old man.
When will you turn 32?
Next April.
Because I'll be 32 in 6 days.
There you go. We're in the old man club.
It's so weird because I actually thought about this the other day. The other guest that I was supposed to have on today, he canceled on me. It's not a big deal. But
as he says that, you should see his face.
Right. It's not a big deal. But one of the questions I was going to ask him is there something in his head? He's a high flyer. He's known for flying all over the place. And he, the same as me, going to be 32, is there
high
something?
High flyer as in jumping off the ropes.
Yeah, like flying around, very fast paced. Yeah. That's his thing, and he's known for that. So when you get to a certain age.
I remember those days.
Right. When you get to a certain age, it might start to decline.
Right.
You know what I mean? Is there something in the back of your head that, you know, there might be a time where I might not be able to do the thing? Even if you've reached it now, are there things that you can't do today that you could when you first started?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, just from injuries, I had a really bad wrist surgery 2 years ago in February. A year ago in February, I should say. That really sidelined everything. Everything from cycling to hockey to working out in general. You know, because I'm used to doing CrossFit. We do a lot of Olympic lifting. I need my wrist. You know, gymnastics, things like that. So that definitely has sidelined me. It's always in the back of my head, even when I work out now. You know, like, if I slip on this one move or doing something, like, is that it? You know, because the only thing they could do for my wrist now, if I hurt it again, is fuse it.
Right.
So
mentally, it's even tougher.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
It's always in my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, because I feel like weightlifting in general is almost 75, 80% mental.
Without a doubt.
Because.
Without a doubt. Especially in CrossFit.
And I've even.
Huge head game.
Right. And I've even told you a little bit about this, but I've never opened up to the point where I've told you everything there is. There's an insecurity about why I don't do CrossFit. You know, I think for most of my life, I've done things that I've been good at. And I've shied away from things that I've had to work really mm-hmm. hard to get good at. And I think CrossFit is one of those things that no one can really just walk into and be just good at it. You have to work on your form.
Very rarely do you get that.
Right.
I actually just had one guy walk in last Saturday, actually, and joined us. And he actually moves really freaking well.
And he's just never done CrossFit before?
Never done CrossFit before.
That's insane.
And it's just like, holy shit.
Because for me, and I'm not a toot my horn guy, but I'm very athletic, and
oh, yeah.
I'm not even in great shape.
I've played hockey with you for years.
Right. I'm not even in great shape. Like, I just naturally have an athletic body. You know, I can
yep.
move my body very versatilely.
You know how to use your body.
Right.
You know where your appendages are and where they need to be.
Right. And
the mind to muscle.
Coming to your gym, the first time I went there was like, holy shit. I, in my head, even, I can't do this. You know, and it's not even embarrassing to say.
You're not the first one.
Right.
You're not
but
the
it's
last.
Not even embarrassing as much as it is. It's just a realization of yourself and, mm-hmm. and trying. I feel like I try to be very honest with myself about what I can and can't do and why I do things and why I don't do them.
I had one of those moments yesterday.
Right. And I know for a fact the reason why I don't do CrossFit is because I know how hard I would have to work to be at a point where I'm like, okay, I feel comfortable now.
Right.
Doing the movements that I need to do. I mean, the first time I came to your gym, we were doing squats, and it was like, I could not even get it right.
I remember
it doesn't
that.
Even matter what I did.
I remember that.
You were like, do this. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing it. And you're like,
you know
but
why,
no,
though?
You're not.
But do you know why?
No, I don't.
Because your whole life, someone told you to squat that one way.
Right.
Or you just happened to squat that one way, and nobody ever said anything to you. I remember it because you were all on your toes, knees
right.
were completely forward.
But even the bend in my back, I couldn't get that arch in my back right. that you like to get my ass back. I couldn't do that.
Yep.
And it's funny because that one day with you has changed even the way I coach kids now on the football team about how to squat. Mm-hmm. And that's one day I spent with you. I can only imagine if I spent more time with you how much I would.
I got one kid from JFK, and he's got a very similar issue. In his gym, his PR back squat, PR's personal record, is like 345, and he's 16 years old. He's really good. He's a huge kid. He's like 6'3". But the way he squats, he's going to tear his MCL. His knees cave in, feet are turned out all the way to the side, but the coaches don't care. You know, and that's what I find from a lot of people with kids and whatnot is that the coaches just give them a workout, lift as heavy as you can, go. You know, even my wife went through that being a college softball player, and they had a trainer there coaching them in the gym, and it was bench press, deadlift, and squat. That was it. And three of the girls ended up with the same shoulder surgery, getting completely torn open. Her shoulder went completely out of socket. Ended up finishing the game, but because she popped it back in, but ultimately ended her softball career.
Now, is it because the science is constantly changing, or is it because people are lazy? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you're saying that coaches are like, okay, just lift as heavy as you can.
Right.
But
not all coaches.
Right. But
there was a time
mm-hmm. where it wasn't about form and more right. of just, can you lift as much as you possibly
Absolutely.
Can?
And
science is constantly changing, and the things that we thought were good for us are now bad for us. And the things mm-hmm. that we thought were really bad for us might
bad
actually
is good. People, bacon is good.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. Like people stay away from that kind of stuff because they think that it's bad for you.
Right.
And, you know, this whole, because the world is now completely on a healthy kick and you have to eat healthy. There's shows on TV.
Is it though?
But that's, there's more.
I see more donut shops with crazy shit. Shout out to Broad Street Donut Company. They are awesome. I'm not gonna lie.
But what I'm saying is it's more accessible these days.
Yes.
To look around and find.
Information's everywhere.
But bad information is also everywhere.
100%.
Is what I'm saying.
I read it on the internet. It must be true.
Exactly. And if you just Google search diet or healthy mm-hmm. living, there's all sorts of things that pop up. But who's there to tell you what's right and what's wrong?
Like, now, what's right for you might not be right for me.
Right.
That's another thing. You know, you may react to carbohydrates differently than I do. I know people that are like that, you know, and a lot of times if you've tried everything under the sun, you've been on this diet, that diet, blah, blah, blah. Go to the doctor, get a blood test, you know, check your thyroid, check all that out. You know, maybe you need to add just a little bit of this vitamin, a little bit of that vitamin, and you might see a huge difference. It's not always, you know, cut and dry, like, oh, that didn't work for me. I'm not doing it. And the Shakeology shits, people, they don't do anything for you.
What do
you ever seen the Shakeology stuff?
I've seen.
Or like, oh, I'm doing this cleanse. I'm doing that cleanse.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So you do it for 20 days. What the fuck do you do after that?
Right. That's always my thought is that what do you do after you're done with.
Absolutely.
It?
When you have something that is a set timeline, all right, P90X, you got 90 days to get in awesome shape. What do you do after the 90 days? Buy another DVD. All right. What do you do after that DVD? Well, buy another DVD. Well, what if you go to a regular, let me just toot CrossFit's horn here a little bit. If you go to a CrossFit gym, every day is something different. Yeah, there's cycles that we go through, usually like 8-week cycles. We'll do the same things, but different each day. Conditioning is different each day. But you're going to see that progress, and it's never ending. There's always, like you said, something to work on, right? You always got that form, that technique that you got to work on and strive for. There's always a goal. There's always something to do every day. There's no ending in sight. You know, in my eyes, fitness is a never-ending journey. The minute you stop is the minute that you're done.
Right, the minute that you look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, this is what I wanted
you
to be.
You can't stop.
Right.
You can't stop. You need to keep working out always. I had a...
I mean, but that's also what turns people away, is
right.
knowing that there is no end
There
to
is
this,
no end.
Which sucks, because sometimes... And most of us have been taught by movies and books and fairy tales mm-hmm. that there's an ending
there
to
no
every
ending.
Story. There is no ending to a fitness
no,
story.
That's like life. Like, oh, I just ended my life. Like, all right, now what? You know, like you retire, but you always do something. fitness, you just need to keep doing. Especially as you get older, it's even more important to keep moving. You don't just end, retire, sit on a couch all day and watch TV. Well, what the hell's the point of that? You're going to have more problems than ever.
I mean, some people are turned off by CrossFit because...
Not a problem.
But what is by the mentality of CrossFit, because I've heard that a lot, is that a lot of people don't want to do it because it's... Right, well, I've seen these things on the internet, like, how do you know someone does CrossFit? Oh, because they never stop telling you. You know what I mean? But I've known you for a very long time. You've never been overbearing with your... And you own your own CrossFit gym.
Yeah.
You know, most people...
You want to do it? Cool. You don't? I'm not going to force you.
Right. It's not for everyone.
No.
And...
Anybody can do it.
Right. But it's not
for everybody.
Right. Which is, I mean, anything in life.
Right.
Anyone can do a lot of things, but it's not for everyone. Like, I'm not a big book reader. Like, I like to read quotes. I like to read little snippets of things. But I can't buy a book and sit there and read cover to cover. I can't do it. It's just not for me. I mean,
rarely
could
can
I do it?
That. Yeah.
Absolutely. But do
I? I'm the same way. That book has to, like, grasp my attention right from that first page. Otherwise, I'm going to read a couple pages and put it to the side.
Do you do any sort of reading, like, maybe positivity stuff, just mental stuff to try to keep you in a sort of I need to keep pushing myself mode? Or is it just
your mind? No, I really don't. I really don't do any kind of reading like that. I've seen several books. Like you said, I see quotes and shit on Facebook and whatnot, but... For the most part, it's just wake up and grind.
I hate that the phone is ringing right now.
That's cool. It's all good, man.
Oh, man.
So I put mine on silent.
Was there a... Before you started doing, like you said, that college period, was there sort of a mental weakness to you before you started doing CrossFit and then you kind of built it up? Or was it always, this is what I have to do? Or just in general with lifting, fitness. Is it something that
I was really weak.
Did it
115 pounds and 5'11", I was quite pathetic.
But did you...
It didn't stop me, no.
Okay. Was there ever a point where you were like, wow, I'm too skinny or I'm too weak when you first started? Because I think that's that moment. I think there's a grace period in the middle of you starting to work out where you don't feel like you're getting anything out of it because you're sore all the time and, you know, you're doing exercises you've never done before, so it's kind of taxing on your mind. Was there that period for you where, or was it, yes, it sucks, but I'm going anyway, I don't care?
I really don't think I ever felt like that. I mean, I remember my first, if you want to call it Metcon, metabolic conditioning workout, technically CrossFit. I was working at Retro as a trainer, and my buddy Smith came up, and he's like, hey, try this workout. This guy was in the Army with, who was Tim Kennedy, he's an MMA fighter. He's been posting these workouts. We should try them out. I'm like, all right, cool. So we did it. And like Tim had the times posted like, all right, this is a good time. This is a middle person's time. And then this is a low time. And we were hitting like low times. And we're like, holy shit. Like, what is wrong with us? And that just kind of click and just made us work even harder to get to those better times. But yeah, it was awesome.
Do you understand how rare it is to have the mindset that you do, though? Because I would say that you're in a very low percentile of people in the world
that
can look at something like that where they get low times and say, oh, I want a better time, instead of saying, oh, I have a low time, let me just stop doing this. I'm not good at it.
I do and I don't understand that. Just like I do and don't understand anxiety when people get that. I'll kind of put that in the same thing. Like, we have people at the gym that have anxiety. Like, there's got to be at least five of them. And I don't get it 100%, but I listen.
I have anxiety over certain things. Like, just planes is the only thing that I really get anxiety over.
No, I'm good. I've had a plane hit a cold pocket and drop coming back from Australia.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks.
It was nerve-wracking, but it wasn't like... Like, I felt like I was closed in. It was just like, all right, are we going down or are we staying up?
But I think people that don't have anxiety, the one thing that I can try to explain it as is there's no control.
No, and they feel from what they've told me is that it feels like everything's closing in on them.
Right.
And they're like suffocating, not literally.
Like kind of tunnel vision-y?
Yes, yeah. Yes. You know, and I always tell everybody, like, you better watch. I got good peripherals. So, like, I never get tunnel vision.
Right.
You know, because, like, I can be looking at you, and then I could see someone all the way to my left, and I know exactly what they did wrong on their lift, and then I'll just walk over.
Which is great, though, because I can do the same thing as do you. And now that we're talking about that kind of stuff, do you think the injury that you had on your wrist made you a better coach?
Yes, because if anything, it made me use my words more, because I wasn't able to demonstrate.
Right.
So I had to definitely use more words to get my point across as to what I wanted everyone to do, or, you know, explain how to get things done in a more efficient way. It's still rough. I still have to use my words on certain things. Sometimes I'll take someone that's really good at it that's in the class, and I'll be like, look, this is what I want you guys to do, and I'll guide them through it, see what they're doing here with the hips, arms, you know, whatever it may be. I think it made me better. I had to adapt.
There's some sort of generosity in the things that you do, because I think overall, like, yes, you're making money off of the people that come into your gym, but ultimately you're making them better.
And I take the money and put it back in the gym.
Right. But I'm saying, is there something maybe from your childhood, maybe from, like, is there a reason why the way of life that you follow is, because you could have just as easily just done CrossFit instead of starting your own gym.
Right.
You know what I mean? Is there something ingrained in you, personality-wise, just deep down, that made you want to be the guy that helps people?
Well, I knew what fitness did for me. You know, I was able to run faster, go harder. You know, like, I stopped running after high school. And all I did was weight train, CrossFit, and cycle. And I went and ran a 5K, and it was the best 5K I've ever ran in my life. And I never run. I hate running. Let me just put that out there. you know, but I knew what it did for me, so why couldn't it work for somebody else?
Right, but I
mean,
I understand that, you know, but is, like, there something, like, do you get a joy out of helping other people?
I do. I don't let them see it, though.
Really?
Really.
Why don't you want people to know that it makes you happy?
Because I expect it.
You expect what?
To help?
You expect yourself to help people?
No, I expect them to get their goal.
No, but that's what I mean.
You know, so, like, I certain things, like, if I know they've been chasing something for a while, yeah, you know, we all do the high five, we have a PR bell and all that stuff, you know, like, I'll yell, I'll shout, be like, woo, you know, the whole woo thing, woo movement, Derek White started that.
Ric Flair started that. All right, let's not go crazy.
I like Derek White. All right.
Well, Ric Flair is 60-something years old. He's been wooing since he was 20.
But he calls it the movement.
All right. Well, I could call anything any
movement.
I didn't
grow up in the wrestling.
I know you didn't, but I'm telling you that I don't get a lot of listeners, but the people that do listen to this will be yelling at you.
I did see a match at Continental Airlines Arena.
When was this?
Years ago.
Oh, well, years ago. All right.
Well, nine.
So you were just talking about the PR bell and stuff like that. I'm not concerned more with right now and showing your joy to other people. What I'm saying is there anything that you can point back to? Like, I'm trying to get to the root of who you are. Is there anything that you could think, maybe just the way you were raised?
I think it was just the way I was raised. You know, I always had good family around me, good family values, you know, great grandparents, great parents.
Were they outgoing with trying to do things for other people?
My dad always was.
Right.
Yeah.
Because listen, since the first time I met your father, he always was the guy to let you know that he was happy with something you did.
Or
he was very gracious or very thankful, or, you know, went out of his way to make you feel like.
I wasn't always like that.
Right. Well,
As he got older, he definitely warmed up and got better. He always loved you, but he would show it in different ways. Like, he would rather make you something or do something for you than say, I love you.
Right. Which is the way my dad is.
Yeah. I think that's just a trait in dads, you know.
Well, I think that's a trait in a certain time period in history.
Right.
Is that they were raised a certain way. Like, I think everyone's generation gets a little softer.
Isn't this one soft-ass generation now, though?
I only think we think that, but I don't think it's really that soft.
I don't know. They get trophies for every little t-ball game that ends in a tie.
Yes, and I've had this conversation on this podcast before about participation and stuff like that.
I must have missed that podcast.
Well, listen, because you're in a goal-oriented business. Like, yes. Your business is based on meeting your goals and trying hard enough to get to your goals.
Right.
Whereas I'm not against that mentality. But there is something in getting off your ass and just working your ass off to try.
Just move. I don't care if you do a Zumba class. I don't care if you walk your dog around the block five times or even one time.
But not even that. Like, I think that we're focused too much on... All right, so I had a conversation the other day, not on the podcast, just in general, about success.
Okay.
And what the definition of success is.
Mm.
Because some people define success as winning a goal or getting... Like, so if you're you're a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, so I'll just bring that up. If you're the Pittsburgh Penguins and you don't win the Stanley Cup, is the entire year a failure?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Some people would say it is a failure because they're in the business of trying to win the ultimate goal.
Isn't all the other 36 teams or 30 teams?
30 teams. Well, 29 because we were talking about the Penguins, so yeah, the other 29. But what I'm saying, so everyone's a failure except for the one team that reaches the ultimate goal.
Maybe the Devils.
Well, the Devils were a failure last year because there's no growth. That's why. So my definition of success is some sort of growth. If you want to reach an ultimate goal, yes, that is success. But to me, if you as a person can say, I gave everything I possibly could, maybe I didn't win the race,
right,
but I'm better than I was yesterday,
then you succeeded.
That to me is success.
100%.
But this whole world is based on, oh, the rich people and the 1%, those are the successful people.
Right.
But
everybody is segregating everything.
Right. And I don't feel like labeling success as being rich or being the strongest guy in the room.
You could be rich all you want, but you could be miserable as shit.
Right.
And you can hate your life.
Right.
Money doesn't bring happiness.
To me, like my bank account right now, I have no shame in saying it's like $72
I'm right there with you.
Right. In this moment. But I feel like in my mind, I can call myself a success because I'm always trying to grow. I'm always trying to better myself.
I see how you are with the kids in the high school. You know, you're trying to better them. And in return, you know, that's a success for you. If you got one kid to straighten out, you know, and make something of himself, well, then it was worth it.
Right. That's my mindset is I try one at a time to help these kids.
And it's
see the bigger picture. It's not easy at all. And
especially with kids, it's hard as hell.
And they haven't, some of these kids have never been talked to a certain way about that. And seeing that as long as they're working their ass off, like there's kids on my team that just talent wise, just will never be there.
Right.
Right. They'll just never get there.
But do they work?
If they spent every day in the gym, on the field, their 24 hours, they would still not get to the point where they need to be to start on a football team.
And that happens.
But there are other things. Like they're on the sideline yelling and screaming for their teammates to get better. In practice, they're working their ass off so that the other guy will work his ass off. You know, it's that Rudy guy.
And it's the same way in the CrossFit gym with us.
And there's people that I know that think Rudy is a terrible movie because it's about a mediocre person who kind of just he just wasn't good enough, and he got on the field because his team blackmailed the coach to put him on the field. You know, but that's how people's mindsets are.
Right.
You know, it's a success story to me because this guy might have known that he's not good enough to be there, but he didn't care because he wanted to work his ass off at something to try to be as good as he possibly could. You know, and that's success to me.
And he just wanted to be a part of that team.
Right.
He wanted to wear that Notre Dame blue and gold.
And
and even if it was for that one game, even if he never made it to the one game, it was just a practice field, at least he can say, I made those guys better.
He did. And that's Vince Vaughn. I hate him in that movie because that line where he gets knocked on his ass, Vince Vaughn jumps up and he's like, this bullshit. It's the last practice of the season. This guy's playing like it's the Super Bowl. Well, yes, no matter what you do, you're supposed to be at 100%.
Absolutely.
And if you're that guy, and no one can say that. No one can say that they're at 100% all the time.
No.
Even at the things that they're good at. Like, you're just
How many
not...
Olympians go to the Olympics feeling 100%?
Well, not even feeling, but giving 100%.
Right.
Nobody in the history of the world has ever given 100% at everything they've ever done. No one. So people need to stop focusing on that kind of angle. But I just, I don't know. It makes me angry. The world we live in defines success as being rich or as being a winner. Like, I just don't think you have to be a winner in life to succeed in your in mindset. I think your mind is way more vicious than the outside world. So as long as you can go home at night,
you could be your biggest critic.
Oh, you
could.
Everyone, I think everyone is.
Apart. I know I tear myself apart.
Yeah, I do all the time,
especially after my wrist and everything. You know, it's like, oh man, look at me. You know, I put on weight. I got fat. You know, to me, fat.
Yeah, you didn't get fat.
You know,
because I saw you in that time and you weren't fat. Because I was still bigger than you, and I'm kind of athletic.
You know, but like I was.
If anything, you shrunk. You lost some muscle.
Oh, I lost a lot of muscle.
Yeah, but that's it. Like, you didn't get fat. You just kind of.
It all went to my belly.
Which is good. Enjoy yourself for once. Yeah. Jesus.
It wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it?
No.
Did you eat ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't?
I love Ben & Jerry's.
It's so good.
It is.
Do you eat it? All right. Because let me ask you this. Listen. Is there.
A favorite?
No. Is there.
American Dream.
Is there room? Oh, American Dream is so good. Is there room to kind of, I don't know, treat yourself a little bit? Like, is there room for that?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know people are like, well, I can't eat one because then I'll eat 20.
Sometimes I get like that, where if I just start eating one thing, I just got to finish it. But, I mean, yeah, every now and then, you know, it's not just, oh, I got to eat clean the whole fucking time. No, like, you can go and enjoy yourself, but you have to do it, you know, in moderation. Everything in moderation. You can't work out 24/7. It's not good for you. Too much of a good thing is a bad thing. Too much of a bad thing is a bad thing. Right? Too much of a good thing turns bad. Too much of a bad thing is bad.
So what about... Well, I think that kind of is a basic, right? Too much of a bad thing is bad because it's just bad.
There you go.
That's hilarious.
You know, but yeah, I'll indulge now and then. I don't drink beer. I hate the way it tastes.
Yeah, I'm not a beer guy. Yeah. If anything...
I could do a cider.
Okay, but what about just liquor in general? Like a mixed drink? Can you do...
I can, but I just choose not to. I really don't like it. Like, I could taste alcohol in anything.
Right.
I don't care what
Well, you because do. You're not used to it.
Exactly. You know, I just don't drink.
So, besides working out,
mm-hmm.
where's the joy in your life?
Marriage. I can honestly say that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, and...
Being married's cool. I have no issues with it. I love it.
You're
engaged.
I'm engaged, but I'm trying to find the right words. I don't like the sitcom marriage of, oh, the old ball and chain. Like, why are you married then? You know,
I don't have that.
No, but I'm just saying in general, people always talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, that...
Like, oh, wife.
I need a day away from the wife. I gotta go hang out with the boys. Like... I get it.
You know,
like,
what? If anything, she needs more time away than I do. you know, but like we have this simple relationship where, you know, she wants to go out with her friends. All right, go. You know, I'm not going to ask twice about it.
Yeah.
All right, hey, I'm going fishing. All right, see you later.
You're going fishing or she's going fishing?
Either.
You like fishing?
I love fishing.
I haven't been fishing in so long.
Why not? What's wrong with you?
No, I love it, but I just don't have any time. I work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah. Like I have honestly zero.
I was in that boat. For 3 years.
Until you found someone else to help you out.
Yep, and then I got a good group, I can't even talk. Good group of coaches now. Kevin, Brian, and Nick, and James. And, you know, they allow me to have a little more downtime. I could work on the business side more.
If someone wanted to try out or do like a test session mm-hmm. with you, how would they go about that?
We have a free trial class every Saturday at 10 a.m. You just go to our website, blackheartscrossfit.com. You get to sign in right there. There's a link right on the main page. You could write us a message there. If the Saturday doesn't work, no problem. Still go to the same thing. Say, hey, Saturday doesn't work. And I'll probably just leave your number and I'll call you.
Is there something that you... Is there a generic statement you give to someone who's thinking about trying it but might be on the fence? Like, if there was someone who called you on the phone and said, hey, I kind of want to do it, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
Well, what's stopping you? Is it the money? CrossFit can be expensive. Everybody thinks it's expensive. But when you compare it to a Globo gym, that's what we call a regular gym.
from dodgeball glove.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, the treadmill.
Sup, kitty kumquat.
There you go. Oh my God. You know, the typical.
I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
It is.
It's on. You got to watch it. You know, you got your treadmills, you got all your machines and things like that. You know, we don't have any of that. There is no treadmill. Our machine is a rower. That's it. It's the only machine we have. You're the machine. You know, what's stopping you from thinking about joining? Is it the money? All right. Well, how much is a trainer at a Globo gym? Do you know?
It's what, like?
I have one member. She paid $1,300 for 3 months.
3 months?
That's 1 year membership with us.
That's 1 year, yeah.
So you got 1 year. You can come 7 days a week with us compared to three times a week or twice a week for that price.
Right.
What's better money spent? All right, go to Starbucks twice a day for your coffee or a latte.
But what about the person that just doesn't have the money in general? Like, you're saying you're spending it here, why not spend it there? But what about the guy or the girl who's just like, I don't have it anywhere?
Come do a class at least once a week, get something in. You know, we do $20 drop-in sessions.
It's $20?
Yep.
Okay.
$20 drop-in session for a class. You can hang out for the whole day if you want.
That's pretty cool.
You know, like that. Take the class. You want to work on some stuff? Go ahead. We're not going to stop you.
And for the most part, you're lifting. Is it... It's based off like Olympic style lifts.
We do a lot of Olympic lifting in our gym. Every CrossFit gym is different, but most of our foundation is based on the
Olympic lifts. Snatches and cleans and all that stuff. So
jerks,
that's cool.
Yep.
A lot of people are scared away by that stuff too.
Yes.
Because they don't really, because Olympic lifting isn't really taught unless you're in a program like that.
Olympic lifting was like, especially in the U.S., was down in the shithole. And then CrossFit came around and their membership jumped, I think, 300%. In 3 years.
What, Olympic lifting? Or?
Yeah, the USAW. It's skyrocketed in the U.S. now. Still not where it is overseas, but, I mean, it's getting there. It's doing really well. But, yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of people see a snatch, like someone lifting 300 pounds over their head and flying underneath the bar. And that's like, I'm not fucking doing that. You know, but that's fine. You don't have to. You know, I got PVC pipe that weighs a quarter pound. I got a 15-pound barbell. You know, I got moms and dads in their 50s doing that. Everybody starts somewhere. It's not a big deal. If you're afraid of a barbell, no problem. I got dumbbells.
Well, but not... What about the people who aren't afraid of the dumbbells or barbells or how the lifting goes, but afraid of feeling that insecurity themselves that they're not good at it? Like,
I think everybody goes through that.
But is there something that you say to those people that feel like, I don't want to do this because I don't want to look like an idiot?
Don't worry about it. We all look like idiots.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's easy to say.
You know, it is easy to say, but
I mean, because that's my ultimate issue.
No one's actually came up to me and said that.
Really? That I don't want to do this because I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm doing?
Yeah. No one's ever said that to me.
Well, I don't want to do this because I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm doing.
That's okay.
It's a very superficial feeling. I understand that. But it's still... I mean, I guess there's some ego involved in it. And
there is. And the biggest thing is to just leave it at the door.
Right.
You know, everybody starts as a beginner.
Embrace the grind.
Somehow.
Embrace the suck. That's what it is.
Embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck. That's awesome. It's funny because I use that now with the kids that... Every year I'll bring a group of five kids to you and try to run them through something, which I thought they did awesome this year.
I thought they did great, too.
And it was like only one or two kids from last year, right? It was just the one?
No, two. It was two from last year.
Okay, and then it was two other kids.
Yep.
And I thought they did great.
I thought they were awesome.
And you gave me a website, the CrossFit football website, and I based a lot of my stuff during the off season on that, and I think that has helped them because when they came to you, they were 20 times better than they were.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome because it's good to see that kind of result.
There's a lot of good free programming out there. You know, like you mentioned, CrossFit football. There's a lot of gyms that throw their stuff out there for you to see. CrossFit main site, CrossFit.com, they put up a workout every day. Some of it's a little intense, but if you go through the comments, you'll see what people did to scale it down. Just because it's written one way doesn't mean you can't do a different version of it. You can do lighter weights. You can't do a pull-up right now, no problem. You got a set of rings, do a couple ring rows. Barbell rows. I mean, do something to get the same kind of motion without, you know, deviating too much from it.
That's pretty cool.
Everything's scalable.
I think what you're doing is a great thing, and I wish more people were turned on to it, and I just wish it was not as expensive as it was. Mm-hmm. And it's not even expensive, it's just I wish that it didn't cost a certain price, because I know, like, what makes you set your price as at, is it competing with other gyms? Is it
when we first opened, yeah, I looked at what the surrounding area was doing and kind of based it off that. But in reality, it's, you know, you can't cheapen yourself out. Like, we provide a quality service, you know, for good quality stuff, you're going to pay more for it.
Right.
You know, we have, you're guided by coaches all the time. It's not like you're there by yourself just doing your own thing. You know, so you're paying for our service. You're paying for the quality of the coaching, the environment.
Right, so you're not just paying like a normal gym. You're only paying right. a certain amount because it's the access.
Well, you go to a regular gym, it's like, what, $20, $10?
Well, now everyone's fighting with each other, so it's like, yeah, it's 20. It used to be at least 40.
And let's see how many of them survive.
Right.
You know, and that's another thing with CrossFit. You know, like, as far as a business aspect, you can cheapen yourself. Yeah, you'll do good for a little while, but you'll never prosper. You know, like, I'm not prospering very much, but the way our prices are set, it's for the service that we're providing. You know, it shows what we have. There's other gyms in the city, all right? You know, the city, everything's more expensive in New York. Some gyms are $300 a month. You know, nobody around here has money for that, especially in our area. I wouldn't even pay that. It's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, but then you got to take into consideration the rent, the equipment. Because you're always getting new equipment, because in CrossFit, we beat the shit out of stuff, let's be honest. You know, got to hire and pay for the coaches, your insurances, things like that. So, I mean, it all adds up.
Is, and this is going to take a hard left turn.
Yep, go for it.
Are you spiritual at all? Like, is there something, like, I know obviously mind and body for you yep. are huge, but is there a soul aspect to it as well? Because I know that a lot of teachings, like old school mm-hmm. philosophy, is always the mind and the body are supposed to be trained a certain way.
Right.
You know, you want to be smart and fit and keep everything in shape.
I'm
but is there
spiritual? I'm not religious.
Okay, so you don't do the
don't
church.
To,
you don't
no.
do any whatever that is.
I don't go to
is.
Church. I don't pray.
Were you raised a certain way?
Yeah, Catholic.
Okay, and you just didn't buy into it?
No, not at all.
It's funny because I think that a lot of people nowadays don't buy into stuff like that because it's being taught as 100% truth and not as myth. But myth
Absolutely.
Still has some basis for understanding. Like mm-hmm. if you read the Bible, which I haven't done cover to cover, but if you do and you take it as this is just a story to teach you, like you watch movies and it might give you an inspirational thought.
I feel like watching Marvel movies is more inspirational for me than reading the Bible. I mean, some people may curse me out on that one.
That is hilarious.
I mean,
so Tony Stark is your Jesus.
Oh, man, he's amazing.
That's really funny. And you know how many people are agreeing with you?
Come on.
What'd you say?
Billionaire playboy philanthropist.
That's really funny. Well, isn't every... They're all billionaire. It's, isn't
Does
Batman...
Does Thor have money?
Who is it?
Does Thor have money?
I don't know.
I don't think he does.
Does Thor have money?
I don't know.
I mean, how does he
do
buy...
Do they have money in Asgard?
In what?
Do they have money in Asgard?
I don't know what Asgard is.
What? Do you even watch the movies?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a comic book guy.
Dude, get a life.
Well, I know. Well, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. A comic book fan defending comic books by saying, get a life. Is it? Wait.
Are you at least going to see Deadpool?
What's Deadpool?
Really?
Is Deadpool the new Joker one?
No, he's the mercenary with a mouth.
He mercenary loves... with a mouth?
Yeah. Oh, it's rated R.
First oh, movie. You mean like he's this dirty, he's got a potty mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Who's playing
Chimichangas all day, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Isn't that like, are people fighting over that? Like the crossovers? Because he was in like Blade, and didn't he play
Green Lantern?
Green Lantern?
He makes fun of Green Lantern in the movie.
Does he?
Yes.
But is, how... If I was a fan...
That's DC.
But if I was a fan of comic books, right. I'd be pissed off that this guy is both things.
No, not when you see him in Daredevil.
Like, Chris Evans...
Deadpool.
Chris Evans Jesus. Was Fantastic Four,
which
and he was Captain America. So, what the hell?
He's only got one more movie left.
Is it?
Yep.
Then he signed up for 7, right?
Yeah. So he's got two, I think.
There's two Captain America movies.
Third one's coming out.
Oh, so the third one. Well, so that's three.
And you got the two Avengers.
So that's five. So he's probably got two more after that. That's crazy to sign up for seven movies. What do you think about Batman versus Superman? Ben Affleck. Are you a fan of the Ben Affleck?
I wasn't at first when I first heard of it, but then after seeing the whole trailer at Comic-Con, I was like, all right.
You went to Comic-Con?
Hell no, I wish.
Oh, okay. The light-up eyes, though? Everything leaks.
Well, that's just the anti-Superman suit.
So that's after he knows he has to fight Superman, he puts on... This, to me, it's batshit crazy to me, which is...
Watch the movies in order. I swear to God, it all makes sense.
What movies in order?
Like that new Superman movie that came out.
Okay.
If you watch that... And then it correlates perfectly with the Superman Batman coming up.
Hmm. But it's funny to me that you're such a straight and narrow guy when it comes to like lifting and body and all that, and then you're just like, oh, comic books. Like you're so mature. You know what I mean? You're so mature when you talk about like lifting and how much work you put in, and then you're like, fucking Batman. Like that's just weird to me. You know what I mean? Like
I'm not a huge comic book nerd, but
I know, but it's just funny.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, I mean, you were 5'10", 115 at one point, so you were comic
book. Hardcore into BMX, wore black every day.
Did you really wear black every day? Yeah. Did you have a choker necklace?
No, I didn't have that. Oh. I had the beads. Remember those silver balls?
Yeah, it's a little thing.
You call that a choker?
Is that what it is? That's kind of a choker. It's a dude choker, I guess.
I had one of those.
That's hilarious. Did you gel your hair like flat to the sides?
No, I didn't.
Did you hang out at the mall on Friday nights?
I hated the mall. I hated the mall, except for making out with chicks in the stairwell.
Making out with chicks in the stairwell?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mark Nagy, you're the coolest. Comic books, weightlifting, and making out with chicks in the hallway.
Caught my first feel in the stairwell.
Get out of town.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Now I was going so scared rated of girls. R.
I was scared of girls in high school.
Were you?
Yeah. No. This is very funny. Freshman year, I asked a girl to be my girlfriend. She said yes. And I don't think I've talked to her. I don't think I've spoken to her since. I don't know. It was that I think it was...
You tried.
I did try, but I didn't try again after that. I think the...
Sometimes it's one and done.
Some of my friends at that point in my life wondered why I did things like that. Like, I kind of just... The chase for me and knowing that someone wanted me was good enough. And then the actual... actions of being a boyfriend were like, I don't want to do that. I just wanted them to like me.
I don't want to cuddle.
Yeah, I don't want to do any of that stuff. Well, back then, I didn't. Well, I mean, I was nervous about that stuff back then. I was just like, I don't want anything to do with girls. I just want them. I want to know that they like me.
I just want to play with my wrestling figures.
Correct. I do want to play with my wrestling figures. And drop some elbows on people and stuff. I mean, because I was wrestling already by the time I was a junior.
Yeah, you've been doing it a long time.
16. So I'm going to be 32 in, like I said, 6 days.
Nice.
So what is that, 32 minus 16?
A lot.
16, right?
Yeah.
We both looked at each other like, we know math right now?
I do not do math. It's my calculator. God.
That's really funny. All right, well, I mean, this will be a little shorter than most of them. Is there anything else that you wanted to, like, plug or promote? Or do you have a Twitter, an Instagram, a
Facebook? I have a Twitter. I really don't do anything but follow hockey on it.
Okay. And the same thing
with
me.
That's about it, yeah.
I have like three different Twitters.
I don't tweet.
I don't like to mix my Twitters.
Or tweet.
So I have like a hockey Twitter so I can just follow hockey writers. And then I have like a Detroit Lions Twitter so I could just follow that stuff. God. Well, because I don't want to mix them. If I want news for a certain subject, then I'll just go to that Twitter and look at the feed. So I'm like, all right, well, if I want to listen about hockey, then I'll go to my hockey one.
You follow like 1,000 people. And but everything just gets hockey. Mixed up.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, so like I have the hockey, the BMX, the Marvel, comic book shit,
right?
CrossFit shit. So I would have to have what, like 4 or 5 different Twitters.
Yeah, yeah, I have.
I don't have time for that. I don't even go on Instagram.
You don't? Do you have a
I have
Black
Instagram?
Arts, but do you have a Black Arts Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I'm horrible on it.
Yeah, you're terrible at social media. Yeah, you should have been born in like the 70s or something.
I should be out west in the mountains somewhere.
You are a mountain guy. You're Dexter at the end of the series. Oh my
Never
God.
Saw Dexter.
I just, hold on. Rewind. I mean, don't listen. I spoiled the entire ending of Dexter just now.
That's all
I hope nobody is watching it.
That show's been over, right?
Yeah, but I'm sure it's alive on Netflix.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sure that someone right now is about to watch the last episode and just listen to that. So like, fuck this, I'm out.
Does he go off into the mountains and disappear?
He, yeah, there's a point where he realizes, the last episode is about him realizing that he can never be a part of society because he's just a monster.
So he becomes an Alaskan bush person.
So he goes out and, well, you think he dies.
Okay.
But he doesn't die. The last shot.
So it's like House.
I don't never watch House.
You never watched
House? You spoiled it for me.
Oh my God.
No, I never watched House. I don't know. I don't like medical shows because I feel like I'll diagnose myself with whatever weird thing that's happening on medical shows. Like, oh, my
stay off of WebMD.
Yeah, that's the worst.
You're always dying.
Yeah, everything's cancer.
Yeah, everything's cancer. Everything's
my fingernail has a little chip in it. It's cancer.
I stepped on a nail. What's going to happen? You're dead.
You're dying. WebMD is the worst. And I will be the first to tell you that I do sometimes. Sometimes. Because I feel like I don't really... My body isn't... It's very rare that I feel off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in those cases, maybe I'll check out WebMD. Yeah. But it's always cancer. So, no, stay away from it.
I'm kind of like you, too. Like, if I'm feeling... If I'm sick, I'm sick. There's no in-between. It's either I feel good or I'm completely shit in a bag.
Yeah, I've never, I don't think in a while, it's very rare that I'm sick at all. Very, very rare. But when it hits me, it's like that, where nose is going, eyes are going, itching, everything is out of control.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done. All right, so listen, I had a blast. Can you guess how long we're in already?
39 minutes.
We are 50 minutes.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we're 50 minutes into this podcast.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. It goes very fast, especially when you're talking to someone like you, like you're my friend, so we can just talk.
We can just talk.
Which is what I wanted this podcast to be in general, which is just, I don't want to like interview people.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Hey.
As we high five.
We're shaking hands. Yeah, so if there's any last things you want to say about just anyone in general, maybe just kind of put it out there to anyone that was thinking about joining a CrossFit gym, how they could do it.
If you're thinking about a gym, don't hesitate. Just go out to a gym. Go visit a gym. Watch a class. I mean, I don't know how other gyms are, but if you just want to come and watch a class, you're more than welcome to. We don't turn that away. If you want to come try it out, just get in touch with us. You can reach us at blackheartcrossfit.com. Our address, phone number, everything's on there. Don't hesitate. Just come on out. Everyone's really cool. All the members support each other, especially the new members. You know, a lot of the older guys will take you under their wing and, you know, show you the ropes.
All right.
Don't hesitate.
Again, it's Black Hearts CrossFit. So
join our cult.
Join us.
We'll make you drink the Kool-Aid.
He's rubbing his fingers together, and it's weird. just one more time, throw the website out, and then we'll end this.
BlackHeartsCrossFit.com.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to stop you. I want to do one more thing. Usually at the end of every episode, I ask someone to throw like a word or a hashtag out. You know what a hashtag is?
I know what a hashtag is.
Just so someone that has listened to the whole thing.
Never use them.
Well, let's just say I like to have people let me know that they've listened to the whole thing. So if they can send some sort of hashtag to me.
How about what I put at the end of all my emails to all the members?
Okay.
Lift heavy, ride the train.
Ride the train?
Ride the train.
All right. So lift heavy, ride the train. You can tweet that at Arcadia NJ, ArcadiaNJ. Lift heavy, ride the train.
Stop. I have to stop.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at WhiteDragonPN.